ויהי כי זקן יצחק ותחן עיניו מרעיס. So Yitzchak Avinu's eyes dimmed and he couldn't see anymore when he got old. So Rashi says, "Vatechena ba'oshnon shel elu shaliyah ma'ashnei semaktiras avedazar." The pasuk before says, "Tupsakim vahi Esa ben Arba'im Shana." He got married when he was 40. Vatiyana maris ruach liyitchak l'rivka, and his wives were caused a lot of pain and anguish to Yitzchak and Rivka, as they used to mock their k'taris avodah zarah. And so the first pshat Rashi says that that's why Yitzchak became blind from the smoke of the avodah zarah. A lot of time to talk about that. Why? Second pshat Rashi says davar acher kishenekar al gavi hamizbeach. When Yitzchak Avinu was tied on a mizbeach and his father was about to shecht him, at that moment the shemaim opened up. And the malachim saw and they started crying. And their tears came down and they fell into Yitzchak Avinu's eyes. And from that he became blind later on when he got old. Another thing is that it happened in order for him to get the brachas. Before I start, he asked on that, it's very short. The first two psaltim, Rashi is saying what made him go blind. The last thing is why it happened. So why is that a davar acher? That could be true. Now, why did Hashem let it happen in order to get the brachas? But what was the way it happened? Either this or this. We're not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to talk about the middle pshat over here. That when he was on the Mizbeach and his father was about to shecht him, the Shemayim opened up, the Malachim saw what was happening, and they cried, and their tears fell into his eyes, and that's what blinded him. A lot of kashas here. Now, what does it mean that at that time the Shemayim opened up, and then the Malachim saw? So what's the inyan of the Shemayim opening up over here? And the Malachim saw, and they started crying. Then why were the Malachim so upset? If the Baruch Hashem wanted him as a carbon, so that's what he wants, that's what he wants. Why should the Malachim be upset? And they cried and their tears went into his eyes. Now, they were upset because they didn't want him to be geshacht. So what did they do? They cried into his eyes and that blinded him and assume as Choshev Kemes. Rashi brings assume as Choshev Kemes. So, in effect, the Malachim's tears killed him. Maybe it took effect later on. But the very thing that they didn't want to happen, their tears caused to happen. It's not a coincidence. It happened to be that their tears fell. They just happened to fall into his eyes. What does that mean? I mean, I saw the Yefei Tyre and the Medrash says that Malachim don't cry. They may feel bad, but they don't cry. So he says that doesn't mean literal anyway. So let's say it doesn't mean literal. If it doesn't mean literal, how could their tears cause him to go blind? Why should their tzar? If it doesn't mean physically that their tears fell into his eyes, and Malachim's tears are toxic to humans, let's say, if it doesn't mean that, if that's just a way of the Medrash expressing the anguish of the Malachim, so why should their anguish cause them to go blind? If it doesn't, like the Yefei Tyre says, it doesn't mean literal. So why should their... if you say that it means literally their tears fell out of their eyes and fell into his eyes and blinded him, so we could say that that was an unintended result of their crying, even though the last thing they wanted to do was cause them to go blind. But if you say that it wasn't literal, that the tears were not literal tears, then it... That's just the way that Chazal expressed the tsar of the Malachim of what was happening. Then you're going to have to say that he went blind because of their tsar. And the way that Chazal expressed that is that their tears went into his eyes and blinded him. But it really means, not physically, it means that the tsar of the Malachim blinded Yitzchak. That was really much more difficult to understand. why should their tsar over him being about to be geshochten blind him? Okay, their tsar is that they don't want anything to happen to him. So because of they felt bad that he was about to be geshochten, that something was about to be happen, that caused him to go blind. That mamish should be just the opposite. Their tsar, because they didn't want something to happen to him. So why should that cause something else to happen to him? And why specifically with the malachim so upset over here? So, at least to answer some of the kashas. The says, "Kol Omer Vayichulu on Leil Shabbos." It's two things. Somebody says Vayichulu on Leil Shabbos. One thing it says is that the Malachim, two Malachim, accompany him home. That Shalom Aleichem Alchei Shavuot. We're talking about those Malachim that came home with us because we said Vayichulu Friday night. The other thing it says. Another thing it says is, "Kalayim vayichulu" is nasa shutav makarish baruch of ma'aseh bereishis. He becomes a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam in the creation of the world. So, what does that mean? Stam, what does it mean that a person becomes a shutav with the Ribbono Shel Olam in ma'aseh bereishis? Hashem created everything in the world before He created us. Adam was created last. So how could Adam become a shutav in creating the world? Well, besides that, Sam, what does it mean? And what's it got to do with saying Vayichulu? So, I think the pshat over there is that and we know that Talmai HaMelech took the 70 Chachamim, but each went into a separate room, and he forced down to be the Targum Torah. So they all were mechaben to exactly the same Targum, and they made many changes from the Pshat, and they were all mechaben to the same changes. And the Shiva has spoken about many of them over the years. Basically, it has to be that. Whatever there was that wasn't shaykh to a guy to understand, even wasn't to be revealed to a guy, or his time wasn't shaykh to him to relate to, because the chilek bin a guy and a yid, they changed it. So one of the things they changed was vayichulu, instead of vayichal vayom hashvi, changed it to vayichal vayom hashishi. Instead of saying that Hashem finished creation on yom hashvi, they changed it to be yom hashishi. Why? Because otherwise it sounds like he was working on Shabbos. The question is, so how do we understand the Pasuk? So one pshat in the Gemara is that a person can't tell exactly, we're not that exacting, we're not Malachi HaShavos, so we can't tell exactly what something ends and something starts. So to us, it looks like he finished on Yom HaShvi, but really, he is very exacting, so he stopped exactly on the dot, and it... The other chat is, what was the world lacking? Mahayohailum chaser, menucha. Was Shabbos ba menucha. So, the Mizrahi understands what that means is that when it says that he finished on Yom HaShvi, he did finish the world on Yom HaShvi. But what did he do on Yom HaShvi to finish it? Created menucha. Menucha was the only thing that was lacking, and that's what he created on Yom HaShvi. And now that's not really called malacha, because menucha is not like everything else that he created. It's a real creation. Menucha is something less in terms of malacha. It's not real malacha. So he finished the world on Yom HaShvi by creating menucha. But that creation is not really malacha, and therefore it's not considered a chilul Shabbos. But Talmai somehow wasn't shaykh to that, and therefore they changed to vayichal by Yom HaShishi. That's where the Mizrahi learns. The Maral learns. That's not what it means. Ba Shabbos ba Menucha, ma hayolam chaser Menucha does not mean, the Maral says, that everything was finished except one thing was missing, which was a menucha. So when he created that last thing, now the world was complete because it was no longer missing that one last thing. But that's not what it means. That's not vayichulu ha'shamayim v'haaretz v'chaltzom. Vayichulu, in our the Mizrachim says vayichulu means that it was missing menucha. So now that menucha came, the world's complete because it's no longer missing that one little piece, which is called menucha. The Maral says that menucha is not a separate bria. Menucha is what everything in bria was chasim. Maha yoil and chasim. Menucha doesn't mean that everything was complete except for menucha. It means that every single thing that he created until Shabbos came was lacking. What was it lacking? It was lacking menucha. Bar Shabbos, bar menucha. When Shabbos came, menucha came, and that was the gemar. That was the vayichulu of the whole bria. So it's not the pshat. He didn't create anything on Shabbos. He didn't create anything on Shabbos. But everything that was created during the 6 days was completed on Shabbos through menucha. So there was no new bria at all. It's not the pshat that it's a bria, but it's not really a bria. There was no new bria on Shabbos. But everything that was nivra, chaser, during the 6 days of Bereishis, were all attained shleimus on Shabbos through menucha. That's at least the way I understand the Maral. If you look in the Maral, maybe I'll learn a different chat. But that's what I understand from the Maral. So what does that mean? So menucha, and the Maral talks about the Indian of Shabbos, and menucha Shabbos is that the world was created by Ribbono Shel Olam in 6 days. And think about it, I'm not going to be marach on this now, think about it, the act of creation itself is an act of pirut, an act of separation. Because it says that Ribbono Shel Olam is the site of Tzimtzum, that he kaviyachli narrowed himself and created a vacuum, and in that vacuum he made creation, which means somewhat, it means that anything which he creates, by definition, is outside of him. It's not him. So if he's creating something, it means he's creating a space in which to make a bria. So the act of creation itself means he's separating. He's, by creating something, he's separating from it, or separating it from him. That's why it's shayach dveikus. Dveikus means two things which are separate and they connect. So the act of bria itself is an act of separation. By definition, anything which is separate from the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the extent which it is separate from him, to that extent, it's lacking in shleimus. Our whole avodah is to achieve shleimus. The reason we don't have shleimus is because we're created balei chesaron. The reason we're created balei chesaron, the Maral says, not because Hashem created something, created chesaron. Chesaron can't come from a shalim. That's not makasha. It goes on. It's a big philosophical problem. How could the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is shalim, create something which is not shalim? But the answer is that creation, by definition, is making something separate from him. If it's separate from him, because it's not him, it's chosar. To the extent which it's separate from him, it's lacking. It's chosar. It's lacking in shleimus. Because shleimus, by definition, is connection to him. He's the Baal HaShleimus. Therefore, anything which is separate from him is chaser. So the whole world was chaser. Everything he created, by definition, is created chaser. So what was the world lacking? It was lacking menucha. Menucha, the menucha is to stop creating, which is an act of separation, and to reunite, to be mizdabek in the bria. That's what gives the bria its shleimus. While the Ribbono Shel Olam is engaged in an act of creation, that's an act of pirud, that's an act of separation. Once he stops creating, he can then be mizdabik in the bria, which he now has created. So the Maral says, that's the inyan of menucha Shabbos. Stopping to create menucha from the malacha, from creative malacha, that menucha is to stop engaging in pirud and separation, and being mizdabik in that which he created. That's what menucha Shabbos is. So maho yo'ilam chosa, what was the entire world lacking? Meaning, not the world as a whole, because there was one element missing, but everything he created was chosa. It wasn't lacking in commas. It wasn't lacking in, because there was one more thing in the number of things which needed to be created that wasn't yet created. but it was lacking in Eichas. Every single thing was qualitatively lacking in Shleimus, because it was lacking in Dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, when Shabbos came, he stopped engaging in creation / Pirud. He was Mizdabek in the Bria, and that gave everything its Shleimus. That was the Vayichu. That was what finished, and that was what finished creating everything. So, Vayichal Vayim HaShvi is the Pshat, that Hashem finished everything on Shabbos. But how was it finished? Not through a new act of creation. Just the opposite. By stopping to create and being Mizdabek in that which He created it, in that which He created, that's what gave everything He had already created its Shleimus. The act of being mashlim the bria, the act of vayichulu, was not an act of malacha. It was an act of creation in the sense that by stopping to create everything and being mizdabek in that which you already created, that gave it its shleimus. So that was the finishing off of bria, was by stopping the act of bria. That's how I understand from the Maharal. Tamei Melech. So why do they have to change it? Why not tell him this? Goy sheshavas is chayv misa, right? Goyim have no connection to Shabbos whatsoever. Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Why doesn't he have it? Because a Goy is not shaykh to this whole maila of Menucha Shabbos, the Indian that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mizdabek in Bria. And that Bria now is achieves a Shleimus by Dveikus in him. A Goy is not shaykh to that Bechlal. That's not what Goyim have Shabbos mitzvahs, they're Shmiras HaTeva. Goyim are not shy after this level of dveikus, this absolute shleimus that Yisrael can achieve. Maybe through his battles to a certain extent, but not a direct shaykhus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Goy shel Shabbos chayav misa. They're not allowed to keep Shabbos. They have no shaykhus to this. So Talmud Melech is not shy to understand that what was finished on Shabbos, this inyan of what was added to Bria. In other words, for Talmud Melech, the world was created and finished in 6 days. The world was lacking nothing. In his world was not lacking anything after 6 days of creation. He had everything that he was shayach to. Therefore, Vayichal b'yom hashvi, taka does not make sense for him. For him, it's true, Vayichal b'yom hashvi. The translation they gave him was a translation which was true for him, as far as he was concerned. Now, Shabbos, Menucha Shabbos, is not something that the Ribbono Shel Olam imposes on the world. He stopped creating. But he gave us a Shabbos, right? We have to be noch on Shabbos. Which means that through our Kabbalah Shabbos, through our understanding this, the inyan of Menucha Shabbos, and being the Kabbalah Shabbos in the Bria, even though Shabbos comes, we don't need Bezin to declare Shabbos, it comes. Nevertheless, we have to keep Shabbos, right? If Israel had kept two Shabbosites, right? So they immediately wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. That would have been Sheikh Lost. Everything is told in Shmir Shabbos because that's our declaration. Zechel Maisa Bereshis and Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's our declaration. Menucha Shabbos is our declaration that Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. We have to bring that into Bria. In other words, we have to actively be engaged in creating that dveikus between Bria and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our avoider, that's what Shabbos is. So when it says, Kol Ha'omer Vayichulu, someone who says Vayichulu in Leil Shabbos, comes a shutuf in Makadosh Baruch Hu of Maaseh Bereishis. That means because, just like in the original Shabbos, it required Menucha Shabbos to create that dveikus in order to be mashlim all of Bria that the Ribbono Shel Olam created in 6 days. So every Shabbos that happens also. Every Shabbos during the week everything is a Baal Chisorin because during the week there's a lack of Dveikus of the Shechina in Bria. And on Shabbos that comes through our Kabbalah Shabbos. So Kol Ha'omer Vayichulu, somebody says Vayichulu, says it, meaning understands it and is being Makabal Shabbos and is actively engaged in bringing the Shechina into the world and creating Dveikus between Bria and the Barei. So that the person becomes a shutuf in Makadosh Baruch Hu of Maaseh Bereishis, because we are actively engaged in creating this dveikus, which is creating the hashlama. So the same way, originally Maaseh Bereishis was not complete until Menucha Shabbos. Every week it happens again. Every week there's a new a new vayichulu that comes through our actively being makabel Shabbos. That's what vayichulu. That's what it means when a person says vayichulu. That's what it means. So if you become a shutter for the Rebbein Shalom, the Maisa Breishis, by saying vayichulu, then you're doing something else also. If we become a shutif Makadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Breishis, then we now become a shutif in the Bria of the Malachim also. The Malachim also Nivroyim. They don't have this Koyach of uniting the Bria with the Bayre. That's we can do. They can't do that. They're Nivroyim, we're Nivroyim. But we're Nivroyim that have this ability to create Dveikis between Bria and the Bayre. So by us doing that, we become a shutter for the Rebbein Shalom, Ma'is Bereishis as a whole, including in their Bria. In other words, we're mashlim the Malachim on Shabbos. The Malachim are also chaser during the week because they're part of the Bria. That's chaser in Dveikas. Even though they're up in Shemaim, they're much closer, but they still have this chisorin of lack of Dveikas, which by definition exists when it's not Shabbos. And by us being Makabal Shabbos into the world, and they're part of the world that we're Makabal into, even though they're up there, so we are being mashlim them also. So we become shutfim in Makadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria of the Malachim every Shabbos too. Mele, that's why the Malachim, somebody says Vayichulu, Malachim accompany him home. We become their master on Shabbos. If a person says Vayichulu, that person is responsible for the Hashloma that the Malachim get every Shabbos. So we become a shutfim in their recreation every Shabbos. Mele to come home. It comes out then that the Malachim are very aware and very tied to what we accomplish in this world. They need us. Their Hashlama is totally in B'nai Yisrael. So back to the Akedah, I think. They understood that there was going to be an Am Yisrael, Bereishis Bara Lakim. I'm talking about Bereishis. Bereishis Bara Lakim, Bishvi Yisrael Shenikereishis. There needs to be a Klal Yisrael. The whole Taklas of Bria is for Klal Yisrael. Bishvi Yisrael Shenikereishis, Bishvi Latorah Shenikereishis. There has to be a Klal Yisrael who's going to be Mekabel Torah and going to be Mashlim Bria through Torah, through Shabbos, through Mitzvahs. There has to be a Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is coming from Yitzchak Avinu. Here, Rabbi Shlomo is telling Avraham Avinu to Shechtim. Shechtim Yitzchak Avinu. That means now that there's not going to be a Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. Assuming he's actually going to Shechtim, it seems that the Malachim also understood, the same way Avraham Avinu understood, that he was going to Shechtim, he was intended to be Geshachim. That means that this is going to stop the Hemshech, which is going to eventually become Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Shalom has somehow, whatever the Pshat has changed his mind, things are not going to be the way they were, he's going to have to go now and undo the Bria and redo. I don't know what would have been if he was actually Geshachim. But L'chayra, Bishvil Yisrael, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shinekereishis, we're stopping right here. There was never going to be Yisrael because Yisrael is Yitzchak's son. If it's not going to be Yitzchak, he didn't have children, not going to be Yisrael. So the Bishvil Yisrael Shinekereishis stops right here. That means that just like everything else stops, the Malachim stop also. There's never going to be the Hashlomer that the Malachim are looking for. Like he says, we say Kilo Elam Chastoy, right, 26 times in Davening and Shabbos. That's for the 26 Doirois that existed on the Chesed of the Rebbein Shalom before Matan Torah. Because until Matan Torah, the world doesn't have any real justification to exist. So the Malachim are just like Bayoyim HaShishi, it says in Bereishis that the world was waiting for Shishi B'Sivan. That is, it was totally Va'omid until Shishi B'Sivan. So the Malachim are aware that their continued existence and really their hashloma that they should, that they exist for, that they were created for in the first place, is really totally in there being a Klal Yisrael that's going to ultimately be Mekabel Torah and Har Sinai and Rimam Shechem Net. At the Akedah, that L'chair was the end of that. Back to the drawing board. So they understood that their hashloma is now going to be impossible if he's Geshachten. So they were crying, or they were crying for themselves. They were crying for themselves. The Baruch Shalom wants to decides to do it, okay, decides what it's going to be, but they were crying for themselves. So they understood that the entire Bria now is going to be stopped and undone and is never going to be the ultimate Hashlam of what everything was created for, which, if, and he says, Klal Yisrael is not Mekabel Torah, says, one thing it says, Hashem take for Askan, right? The other thing it says, Access Oilam Torah Vavayah. they're not mekabel the Torah. Why does it go back to Torah Vavayu? Because there's no tachlis in the world. Not only there's no reason for the world. The world can't exist without Kabbalah of Torah, ultimately from Klal Yisrael. The world can't exist. It doesn't. It's going to go. It's going to revert back to what it was, because that means everything now was a mirage. It was not real. It wasn't real. It wasn't real. It only becomes real on Shishi B'Sivan if they're mekabel Torah. Then I'm mekabel. Everything is not real. That includes the malachim too. The malachim also go back to Torah Vavayu. I'm saying they were crying. They were taka crying for themselves. They understood. They understood that there was never going to be any Hashlamat Tabriya. That has to do, I think, with the Shemaim opening up over here also. Shemaim opened up. You have to understand, this was the point which was going to be decided, either the Hashlama of the entire Briya, which includes Shemaim, Eretz V'Shemaim, includes the entire Briya. The Akedah, everything opened up over here, because this, everything in Briya was totally now in this instant. On the one hand, if it's Geshacht, then the Malachim understood that means everything's going to stop. The emphasis is that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't intend for him to be Geshacht, but he did intend for him to become a Korban. It means Akedah Yitzchak has really, really turned out to be the Yisoid of the Hashlam of the entire Briya. Because of Akedah Yitzchak, therefore it was shaykh that a Kabbalah Satara could be mashed on the whole Briya. We'll talk about that another time maybe. This really was the Yisoid of the Hashlam of Briya. Akedah Yitzchak was. But not the way the Malachim understood that this is going to be the end of it. The truth is, this was the Yisoid of the Hashlama, and without this it wouldn't have been Shaykh. That will talk another time.